Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God will return soon. But before he do, he's doing things that's going to bless his people. I believe with all my heart that these are the last works of grace. Every day we enjoy is another day to win those that we love. You may not know exactly how to do that, but you can pray. Remember, your prayers avail much. When you really don't know what to do and you really want to get something done, pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray it through. God has many resources. You may not be the one he uses to get the job done, but because of your prayers and your obedience to the Holy Spirit, he can work. And he can cause the people you love to hear from somebody that has an anointing strong enough to break the yokes that they have. The way it works is, the more obedient we are, the more we can walk, the more faithful we'll be to the anointing and with the anointing. It all works by love. The more you love, the more you live. In any category you have, any situation you have, the more you love, the more you live. Only the people that have love will act on love. Some people have love, but they won't act on it. But charity is love in action. So if people that are active, if they stay motivated by the true unfeigned love of God, they'll do whatever needs to be done. Now, when people are anointed, sometimes they underestimate what their anointing can truly do. And years ago, the Lord put me in a position to see what the anointing could do. I lived in a neighborhood where there were many gunfights. Every other weekend, there'd be a bad gunfight. And after learning about authority, I would just stop the works of Satan. That's how the Lord taught me to do it. And I did what he showed me. And nobody ever died, ever. When I spoke the name of Jesus and protected the people in my neighborhood. Every time there would be a gunfight, when I would hear it brewing, I'd say, Satan, you can't kill anybody, you can't hurt anybody. So when I heard the first gunshots, they usually woke me up. Even out of a dead sleep, I would alert saying you can't kill nobody, you can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. And nobody ever got killed in those years. But then he told me to do this good newsletter. Now, when God tells you to do something, there is an anointing with it. But in 86, he told me I was anointed. So I obeyed him and I passed out that newsletter. I would do 1,000 addresses a month. Between in the neighborhood where the Holiday Inn is and where Stockholm used to be. It was called Eastview. That was the neighborhood. And some of the people there probably still have some of those papers. I found some among my stuff. But anyway, they were simple words, but it was the obedience of God and the anointing in the year that I passed out those good newsletters, all the gunfights stopped. Now, Satan didn't leave, but he was arrested. See, when the Lord was teaching me warfare, he said, men are not hard to deal with when you remove Satan. Now, I don't precisely know how God did that, but I know that being obedient to him, he was able to do something. And that neighborhood was silent of gunfights till I moved. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying, it shocked me. I didn't expect that. But it showed me how important the anointing is. That's the only reason I'm mentioning it now. So your anointing can do the same thing. and so can others. And sometimes it's not really good for people to know what their anointing can do, because we have to stay focused on Jesus. If we get focused on power or something that we're, or success, you can and take it, and it takes the attention away from Jesus, then you change. Your focus is different. So if your focus is different, the dynamics of your ministry will be different. Whatever you focus on, that's what you'll follow. And instead of trying, some people would rather seem powerful than to honor God. And the enemy will play with, he'll play with you. It'll change everything. But the Holy Spirit rested on Jesus. And he came in the form of a dove. Now, doves are easily startled. They are hardworking birds. They will do what needs to be done. They will work to no end. And the first time we saw a dove in action is when Noah sent a raven out. The raven is a strong, beautiful bird, black bird. But he didn't come back with an olive branch. Now the dove, she went out there, and the only reason she came back is because she got too tired. And Noah had to pull her back in the ark, let her rest. She wanted to go again. And he waited some days and then let her go, and she came back with the olive branch. She completed her mission. The raven didn't do that. A stronger bird didn't do that. But the will of a dove is strong, but easily startled. Now, God hates sin. And the Holy Spirit won't rest on a person that won't break ties with sin. If you want to attract the Holy Spirit to rest on you, you got to obey him. And I know the word said that he'll be with us and never forsake us, and he won't. But when you start sinning, he's limited in how he can help you. And the Lord don't reveal his presence to those who don't walk in love. And he can't do the mighty works in your life either, because people will think that God condones your evil. See, every preacher, they receive just like soup. When you eat soup, you just eat everything in the bowl. You may not really like everything in the bowl, but you eat it. Because you can't, it's hard to pick out the good and what you don't like, the good and the bad. Well, people that don't know God, a man of God is speaking, they think everything he's saying is true. And they act on it. And they don't question it. And they can't tell. Because the man of God is talking. And because God used that man to bless them in the past, they don't question all the things that they say. So the anointing is issued out according to how we walk in love. But the Holy Spirit came and rested on Jesus. Now, if the Holy Spirit can't rest on you, you got to change some things. And so it is with everybody. We have to make adjustments. And I'm on a quest to make all the adjustments that the Lord revealed to me. And to help do that, I always confess that I will do all that's in his heart. I'll let whatever's in his heart be the most important thing that I go after. I confess that I love his will. I love his people. I love his work. All in the name of serving God, but not for power's sake. See, it's two things that people go for. Those that serve, they wash people's feet like Jesus did. They love people. They want to help people win. They want to help people do the right thing. But some people are after power, like Satan. Satan was after power. He didn't care about God's creation. He just wanted to rule it. He wanted to rule it more than he cared about it, because he didn't stay in his place. If you want to be a blessing to people, you serve them. You do what's right. You live the life of Christ before them. You do what's right. You do what he would do. The same things he did, you learn to do it. Well, I don't know how to do all those. Just learn. Be trainable. And the Lord can use even you to do this. It's not hard. Nothing that Jesus did was hard. I don't even think he had to lift 200 pounds in all that he did, except for that cross. But when he did the work of God among men, he just laid hands on people. He spoke words to people. And he had to carry the cross. Now, and he did it for you and me. And then he bore the cross. He was killed. He laid his life down on that cross. They tried to kill him, but he really laid his life down. Because you can't kill a holy man with sin, that has no sin. He laid his life down for us. Now, but the Holy Spirit rested upon him because there was no guile in him. There was no deceit. There was no lie. There was no sin. Now, we've been washed in his blood. So now it's possible for us to have no sin. No sin. And we do that by fighting. We have to resist it. We submit ourselves to God and resist it, and the devil will flee and all of his works. And new understanding will come, new vision will come. We will be able to do the greater works of God. We're not trapped anymore by the lies and deceit of this world. And I know, but preachers say we're sinners saved by grace. We were sinners, but we're saved by grace, and we have the ability to walk in newness of life, and that's what we need to do. And we need to fight till we win. We got to put forth effort. It ain't going to just come to us. People think, well, if God want me to act right, he'll make me act. He don't make people act right. He gives you, you'll have to do it by the word of God and not be double-minded. We've been made righteous, so all we have to do now is don't be double-minded. Because we're righteous, because we believe in the blood of Jesus, we believe in the blood of Jesus, we can do the works of God. Easy. And we can do the living works and not dead works. He saved us so that we can get away from dead works and operate according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He's going to help us do the word of God. If we fill our heart with the word of God, we'll have new desires, new appetites, new beginnings. You're not stuck in the past anymore. You'll have new beginnings, new chances. You may not get everything right, and that's what I think the preachers are trying to say with sinners saved by grace, because sin is still here. But it's also true that you can live holy. You can live without animosity. You can live without unforgiveness. You can live without greed and lust. And the way you kill those things is with love. You can overcome by your love, by receiving God's word and operating by the love of God. The word of God is the knowledge of love. Love has knowledge. It's not just a feeling. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And I love God, and he loves us, so we can go forward in him. But for your loved one's sake, pray. When you don't know what to do, pray. Pray it through. Believe God and know that it's going to be good. Because when the day is already set, and when that day appears, there won't be another day of grace. The Lord already set a date. He's coming back by that date. But whatever that limitation is, that's when he's coming back. But every day we have now, we have a chance to win the lost, to pray things through. And see, then the Lord, you activate the law. Everything, every miracle that ever happened began by a man, by a man's obedience. From the time that God made Adam, that he did no miracles of his own will. A man was always involved. With salvation, men were involved. The ancestors of Jesus Christ, they had to be born. The devil tried to kill them and alter their courses. But God blessed us with a Savior. He tried to kill Jesus ahead of time, and he couldn't do it. And the Lord gave us a Savior on time, in time, by the time that he had set. And he's going to come back according to time, according to the demand of God. So every day we have that we don't get raptured, if we wake up in the morning, start praying for your daily bread and pray for your people now, because God can do something about that case. See, people have hardened their heart in sin. It'll take a strong anointing to break that bond that they had, that's got them tied to their sin. And then they can choose to follow God. They'll have soberness of mind, and they'll see the light for what it is and the darkness for what it is, and they'll be able to understand it and get saved before the Lord have to come back. Now, if they choose not to, then that's on them. They can't go up there with strife in their heart. And they can't go up there. Nobody's going with unforgiveness. Even Christians that won't forgive others, they're not going to heaven. They're not going to be there. He's going to leave them here. And I know that a lot of people teach all kind of things, but I have to warn you because I love you. Jesus told the truth when he said, if you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. He said it more than once. I think it was 3 or 4 occasions when he said that. In fact, I'm going to do another broadcast and look them up. We covered it before. You know the parable that of the king that forgave his servant, then the servant didn't forgive his servant, and then the king put him in jail till all of his debt was paid. They were going to divide his house and sell his children. And then he got mad at his servant, wouldn't forgive him, grabbed him by the throat. And when the king found out, he had him arrested till all of his debt was paid. And so will God do for us. That's how God will do me that way. If I get enough forgiveness, then he won't forgive me. And I need him to forgive me because I did a lot of sins. And I want him to forgive me. I want to be like him. We have a chance to be made righteous, and we need to utilize the days of grace and go forward. Not to play with sin, but to do right. I hate I sinned at all. I wish I could undo all the stuff I did before I got saved, and the times that I was that I didn't do what I should have done when I was saved. So God forgave me much, and I want everybody to be forgiven, because they can be, and they can live. We are all greatly valuable to God. God wants to save us. He loves us. He don't want you to die and go to hell. He wants you to live. He made you to live. You were created to live and enjoy his company. But last night he told me something interesting. He said, you know, I was thinking about power. You know, the love of money is the root of all evil. And this is the thought that he gave me. He said, power without love is death. And I thought about it. Everybody who loved power more than God, they murdered. They tried to murder people. And they died. They were disconnected from God through strife, trying to be powerful. Lucifer chose power because he was beautiful and because he was wise. His eyesight got off God and on himself. And everything that was doing the same thing in heaven followed him. The angels and everything that was looking off course, they followed Satan. In Revelation, it said a third of the angels fell with him. He grabbed them with his tail. See, the prophet that teaches lies, he's the tail. The ancient and honorable, they're the head. So he deceived. He tempted people out of God's house. The demons we fight, they were once angels. Societies that used to love God, but they changed their focus and it changed their destiny. They got in sin and they followed a sinner, the father of lies. So he was the first liar, and they listened to him because their heart turned. Sin turns your heart. It changes the DNA of your heart. And you can walk. See, it's one thing to walk out of darkness into the light, but it's worse to walk out of light back into darkness. And that's what the enemy's trying to get people to do. Now, I want you to live and go forward. I want you to do it God's way. And we don't need our sins to remain. We gotta forgive. And we need to go forward. And we need to utilize time. Because God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say, and there's so much to do. The Lord our God is good. His return is soon. And he loves his people. And he doesn't need to lose anybody to this cold world. We need to be on fire for God. And we need to be alive to him. We need to honor him. Live a life that honors God. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continually move by his Spirit, bless you, teach you, train you, help you go forward. The Holy Spirit will give you utterance. And when you pray for your people, he will cause great things to happen among those you love in these last days. Miracles will be done because in these days, this is some people's last chance. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.